Our next item is subdivision 2005-61, Delmarva Woodlands Alliance 3 LLC, Deep Branch Crossing as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, once again, this is a project that wasn't, that I wasn't present for the public hearing, but I have reviewed the public record, listened to the tapes. I'm very familiar with the area and I'm prepared to make the motion.
All right, sir.
And I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-61 for Delmarva Woodlands Alliance 3 LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of 43 lots on 101.28 acres of land is significantly less than the allowed density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways. Five, DENREC has indicated that the site is suitable for septic. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. Only 43 single-family lots shall be permitted. The applicant shall cause to be formed a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of buffers, streets, streetlights, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. As shown on the preliminary site plan, a minimum 50-foot buffer shall be provided along the perimeter of the subdivision. A system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant, and the location of streetlights shall be shown on the final site plan. A paved multimodal pathway shall be provided on at least one side of all streets and shall interconnect with the entrance on Road 315 to facilitate the safe, convenient off-road access for pedestrian travel. A school bus shelter with parking for at least four vehicles shall be provided at the entrance to the development. Addressing and road naming shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments, and the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-61, Delmarva Woodlands Alliance 3 LLC, Deep Branch Crossing, as a preliminary for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, the record show I did not participate in that public hearing.
All right, sir. Duly noted in the record that Mr. Gordy is abstaining. No hearing, no opposition. The motion passes 4-0 with one abstention.